2.3. What shall we do with Grandad? Part 1.
I remember when my father became ill. It was 10 years ago now, and he was 75. He was living alone at the time. His wife, that's my mother, of course, had died the year before, and he had been, well, depressed, I suppose you could say, ever since. Anyway, it was 1 January, just after Christmas. I went to see him on Sunday morning, as normal, and he didn't answer the door. I thought, that's odd, and I used my key to get in, and then I found him, in the lounge, lying on the floor. Well, I phoned the ambulance in a panic, and then I waited. I can remember it now, a terrible feeling. After about 20 minutes, the ambulance arrived, and they rushed him off to hospital, and it turned out it was a stroke. Not a serious one, though, but he was in hospital for over a month. Of course, all the time he was in hospital, I was on the phone to my sister, Kate, and we tried to decide what we should do with him when he came out. Well, I couldn't have him at my place, as I was out at work all day, and it was clear he needed constant attention. Kate was the obvious choice, as she didn't work and had a big house, so he could have had his own room. But no, Kate wanted him to go into a nursing home. She said it was the best thing for him. But I am convinced that she simply didn't want to look after him. She just didn't want to take on the responsibility. Anyway, in the end, he had to go into a nursing home. I went to see him as often as I could, but that was only at weekends, of course, because I was working during the week. But Kate only went to see him once. I know that it was a long way for her to go, over 3 hours by car, but he was in that home for 6 months. Finally, he had a heart attack, and that was it. It killed him. Kate came to the funeral, but I've never really forgiven her.